Hello again, everybody. Time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1. And of course, streaming newsdakota.com. And you can listen back to podcast too if you just search out KQDJ Podcast. Amy Walters with us from Jamestown Parks and Rec. Always good to see you. Thanks for coming in. We're actually going to start feeling like summer, I guess. The weather's going to get warm finally.
It's hot. Here. Yes, I know. Just in time for us to have our party in the park.
Yeah.
So July is National Parks and Recreation Month. And so we have all sorts of really fun activities going on. But a fun and new event for us is Party in the Park. So that's tomorrow, Saturday, July 13th. We're inviting everyone out to Nikias Park. And we have a day full of activities and events, starting with a 3K and 5K walk run in the morning at 9:30. We have a family puzzle challenge, so you can sign up to see who can complete a 3D puzzle the fastest. And then other activities we have going on as part of Party in the Park are yard games, magic show, story time. We'll have a dunk tank. So if you you might find the principal of some of your schools there that you could maybe dunk. And then we also will have lunch. We're very pleased to have a sponsorship with Cavendish Farms. So it also happens to be National French Friday
on
Saturday. So capitalizing on that, we'll have lunch there for folks if they want to buy lunch and spend the day at the park hanging out with us. We have a really exciting project that we're looking to announce in a total park renovation at Nikias. And we're looking to make Nikias Park a completely handicap accessible park, which will include all-inclusive playground.
Very nice.
So come help us celebrate. Have a great time. All the funds raised for the day's activities are going to go towards the renovation of the park. And we're looking for that to be a 2025 project.
Very cool. That's going to be a great day for that. And like you said, lots of other stuff going on. The summer scavenger hunt, right?
That's right. So we know that sometimes, you know, families have very busy schedules and they're not always available when we have these really cool, fun things planned like Party in the Park. So we have put together a at your own pace summer scavenger hunt. So there are clues that are out on our website released through social media where families can go out, find the use the clues to find the location. We ask that you snap a photo of yourself once you have found it. And then the more times you submit your photo, the higher your chances are of winning prizes. So we have all sorts of fun ones throughout the community. And, you know, the clues are challenging, but not impossible. So
very fun. And speaking of fun, and if you've never done this before, I just got into this, pretty recently, kayaking. Man, is that fun. And there's a lot of great places to do it right here in Jamestown.
There are. We actually have a water trail with a kayak dock at Nikias Park and a kayak dock at Klaus Park. So we partnered with Jamestown Tourism several years ago now on that project. But as an added enhancement, again, with support from Jamestown Tourism, we have added a rental kiosk at Nikias Park. It's right near the dock, and I believe it just went online officially yesterday. So it's similar to if you've been in larger communities and you have seen the scooter rental or the bike rental. It's similar to that. It's all done with your phone. The kayak, life jackets, and paddles are all enclosed right there. You open up the door and you pull it out and away you go.
Wow. So cool.
Yeah, we're very excited to have that as an option. We're starting small. There's four kayaks there right now. If it becomes popular and we get a lot of usage, we will look to add another station at Klaus Park so people could go back just one direction if they wanted, and then add a few more kayaks into the options as well.
Very cool. Other stuff going on, of course. It may not be the icy time of year, but right. You still can think about open street hockey, right?
That's right. We seem like we're just starting to finally feel like summer, and now we're talking about hockey. But yeah, a little bit of a different type of spin on hockey. So street hockey, so outside, similar to what we did the month of June with our free Wednesday evening track meets. We're going to be looking to provide free street hockey outside the Winter Sports Building in the evenings on Wednesdays as well from 6 to 8 p.m. So come out. You don't need to know anything. We'll have folks that can kind of teach you the game. Come out and have a good time and learn something new.
Awesome. Also another thing that is great to get out and do summertime, especially riding the bike, community bike rides.
That's right. We are pleased to partner with the Jamestown Bike Advocacy Group to lead community bike rides. Again, they are free events. Check-in starts at 6:45. You'll get a idea of the kind of the route that we're going, and there will be volunteers from the bike advocacy group. We will have our bike fleet there. So if maybe you don't have a bike and you want to check it out, we can help provide one. The rides take place from about 7 to 7:45. They're usually what I would say fairly easy rides. We're not doing a whole lot of hill climbing or jumping of ravines, so you don't have to worry about that. They are scheduled for July 18th, August 13th, and September 8th. We've got them kind of scattered throughout the community. So if that's something you're interested, as with everything else we've talked about, you can find it on our website.
And something else that is really, really exciting. It's the first ever glow-in-the-dark 3v3 basketball tournament. This sounds
right.
Fun.
It does. So as part of the Buffalo Days events, we were looking at the schedule of activities, and there's so much on Saturday. And so we tried to find, okay, where could we fit in? What could we do that's maybe a little bit different? And Tammy Muse, our programs and special events manager, is just super creative. So we are having a glow-in-the-dark 3-on-3 basketball tournament at Leopold Park on the outdoor courts. We're really looking forward to just a fun night. We'll see how it goes. I'm not so sure, but we've got glow-in-the-dark balls and nets and lights for the rims and, the fluorescent tape. We've got refs. We're not sure if they're going to be able to see anything to officiate, but, we're really looking forward to just, again, providing a fun opportunity at a time when maybe there's not a whole lot of other things going on. So come out, check that out. It's the Friday of Buffalo Days, which is in July 20. Well, our registration is due July 24th. But the event is scheduled for that Friday evening, which I believe is the 26th, unless yep. my calendar is off. And then on the other end of the Buffalo Days events, we're going to kind of bookend it then on Sunday with our Splash Bash. So Splash Bash is free admission to Meidinger Splash Park on Sunday, July 28th from 1 to 3. Come on out. Have a great time at the Splash Park. We'll also have some extra outdoor games and family fun happening.
All right. And a couple things to put on the radar, too. Gear Grinder, that's not too far away.
It's not. Starting to talk about August already. So our annual Gear Grinder mountain bike race, and then our 3K and 5K run walk on Pipestem Creek Trail. So this has been an ongoing event that we have hosted out at a really great trail system along the Pipestem Reservoir. We've made a few changes this year, hoping to have some kind of extra amenities, some food, some beverages, a little music, a little more fun at the registration and end point. So we're going to move all of that to the Parkhurst Campground. So we're going to start and finish at the campground area, using our state cross country course, which is a really great fit as well. But you're still going to get that extreme mountain bike race if that's what you're looking for. We'll still be using the same course, just starting and ending in a different location. So watch for registration there. You can visit our website to find that. That is scheduled for Saturday, August 17th. And then I think kind of our maybe last but not least, coming up in August is our sand volleyball tournament at McElroy Park. So if you want to get tuned up for our indoor volleyball leagues that are coming and spend a little bit of time outside, you can register to participate in the sand volleyball tournament.
Perfect. Amy, always great having you in. Thanks so much. And if people want to get more info again, where do they go?
They can visit us on our website, which is jamestownparksandrec.com. And you can always give us a call at 252-3982, and we will help you find what you're looking for.
Perfecto. That'll do it for another edition of Let's Talk About It.